watching that game live, if you thought the first half was going well, you were watching a completely different game than me or anyone, I think, that understands football. There was never a point in time in yesterday's game where I was like, oh, they've got it. Oh, this is one step away from being over. There was never a point in time. Even as Terry McLaurin raced to the end zone, because we knew they needed an extra point, or we knew in the moment they were going to go for two and the game was going to be on the line. We'll get to that in a sec. There was never a moment, even with the Commanders scoring first in the third quarter on a 17-yard touchdown run with a hell of a pancake block by Ben Sinnott off of a creative I formation play action pistol look and quarterback keeper, when Jaden Daniels scampers in for 17 yards and the Commanders take a 9-3 lead before they miss the first extra point, even then, I mean, while you felt reasonably okay, I don't know how anybody could have said the game was over or we've got this or it's done or anything like that. I don't know how anybody could say that. And immediately the bad news started again with the first of two Austin Seibert missed extra points. Immediately. They scored, the Commanders, three touchdowns in that game. Only once was the elation, the joy of scoring, even remotely positive, 5 seconds later, 10 seconds later. And that was the two-point conversion after the Ertz touchdown, where Jaden obviously ran in the two-pointer off of, you know, basically what we've seen, a power right, student body right, whatever you want to call it. That was it. The other two touchdowns they scored, Seibert missed, obviously, the extra points. People forget, yes, he missed the one after Terry's touchdown, which cost them ultimately the game. And maybe they would have still lost, even if he tied the game up with what happened afterwards. But he also missed the one after the 17-yard touchdown run early in the third quarter. And Austin Seibert's been great for the Commanders. Anybody that is ready to just kick him out, throw him on the trash heap, say, that's it, done, bad game, you cost us, Cowboys, blah, 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 blah. Stop. Everybody's entitled to a bad day at the office. You are, I am, Matt is, Austin Seibert is, Jaden Daniels is, Dan Quinn is, the defense is. We'll get to all of that. Let's just relax on kicking Austin Seibert to the street. I mean, maybe 25 years ago, me, Mr. Irresponsible me, Mr. Guns a-blazing, fire the cannons, fire everyone, I would have been like, oh, you know, stupid place kicker. Now, that being said, whether Seibert should have been asked to do what he did yesterday is completely debatable, and we will get to that. But I'm not ready to move on from Austin Seibert after one bad performance. And it was a dreadful day, about as bad of a day as you could possibly have. Yet, that being said, and this is what people are going to forget, he kicked a 41-yard field goal and, most importantly, kicked a 51-yard field goal late in the game, late in regulation, to make it a one-score and a seven-point game so that they had a chance. I put up a poll at WrestleMania621 a couple hours ago. You guys don't like me as much as you like J.P. Finley, as much as you like Grant Polson, as much as you like others. So I only got 247 votes, if I'm seeing this right. Let me rewind. Let me refresh, see if we can get some more results. But you know how things disappear very quickly on Twitter. 251 votes. Whoa. big time. Who is most responsible for the Commanders' loss yesterday? In general, special teams is clearly and obviously and correctly leading the way at 47.4%. Dan Quinn slash coaches is second at 41.8%. I put Jaden Daniels by himself. And maybe that was the wrong thing, but I was running out of space. Jaden Daniels by himself, not Jaden Daniels in offense, only 5.2%. Leaky defense, 5.6%. So Leaky defense has got a slight lead over Jaden Daniels. And again, I ran out of space, so I just put Jaden Daniels. Obviously, the quarterback is not solely responsible for the greatness of an offense or the badness of an offense. But that's about kind of what I expected. I expected and I thought special teams would obviously rue the day. It was as atrocious from start to finish, even though there were a couple of good moments, plenty of good moments. I shouldn't say plenty. There were four good moments. There was, again, the 51-yard field goal, the 41-yard field goal, the blocked punt or the tipped punt that gave them great field position that they wasted, and the blocked field goal. There was four great moments or four very good special teams moments. And here we are in the moment and less than 24 hours later after the carnage saying that might have been the worst special teams performance of all time. Think about that. Think about how absurd that is, that there were four moments that all of us can identify. 41-yard field goal, 51-yard field goal in a big spot. In a big spot. And the tip punt and the blocked field goal, and it may have been the most atrocious special teams performance we've seen around these here parts in a long time, and I've seen some bad special teams. I've seen some good special teams, but we've seen some bad, right? We have. So, not surprising special teams taking the day. Listen, the bottom line is, when you make as many mistakes and have as many problems as they had on special teams yesterday, in general, clearly, if you are looking for your blame pie, clearly, if you're looking to point the finger at one unit, one side of the ball, one area of the game, clearly special teams let them down and failed them time and time again, despite the four good things that we keep mentioning. Then, Dan Quinn and the coaches, because a lot of you already want to move on from Cliff Kingsbury, which is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. Well, not the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard, because I've heard a lot of ridiculous things from this fan base. One of the most ridiculous things that I've heard. A lot of you want to move on from Cliff Kingsbury already. Dan Quinn, did he make the right decision? Down 28-27 and not going for two, instead going for the extra point. He immediately signaled it. It's not like he had to think about it, take a timeout, evaluate it. He knew what he wanted to do. And he explained it, and we'll hear his explanation coming up later on in the show. We'll ask Jay Gruden what he would have done in that spot. A lot of you wanted him to go for two. In hindsight, I don't know how many of you wanted him to go for two in the moment of euphoria, but a lot of you wanted to go for two after Austin Seibert misses the extra point and misses it badly. Bad snap, good hold, Tressway, really bad kick. And then, as if that wasn't enough of a kick to the nuts, right then and there, right? After the Kevontae Turbin 99-yard spinorama muff, missed angles, missed tackles, missed play, missed everything, Wanye Thomas runs back a flubbed onside kick for 43 yards. So the special teams, again, we know. But while that is really indisputable, what is arguable is how much responsibility Dan Quinn, Cliff Kingsbury share in this loss. If you want to just leave it to those two, you want to say the coaching staff as a whole, fine. Because Larry Izzo is a part, special teams coordinator is part of that. So certainly could do that. Does Jaden Daniels deserve any of the blame? Is he responsible in any way for this loss? If you watch the last 5 minutes, you'd say, hell to the no. If you watch the first 54, 55 minutes, you'd say, well, there's certainly an argument to be made, and we're going to discuss. Did the leaky defense have anything to do with this? I mean, Frankie Louvu was awesome, but they gave up, now, 34 points overall, which is the caveman way of looking at it. The defense, obviously, did not give up 34 points. As a matter of fact, you take 14 immediately off on the two kickoff returns, right? And it's 20 points. But, and that's a somewhat sizable but, Cooper Rush played, I thought, a pretty darn good game. And I think everybody that watched the game thought. So, 24-32, 247, only was sacked once, two touchdown passes, no interceptions, a rating of 117.6. Rico Dowdell. Oh, they can't run the ball. 19 carries, 86 yards. The Cowboy offense, and I said this during the game on Infinity, where I was doing the updates with Pat Boyle, and again, you can listen to that every Sunday on the Odyssey app, Commanders, home games. I obviously do the reports. It's a whip-around show around the NFL, basically Red Zone on radio. It's a good show. You know, I said, look, the Cowboys, if they were going to win this game, they were going to need C.D. Lamb to go off, to go hog wild. And he didn't. He had 12 targets. He had 10 catches. He had 67 yards. Didn't get in the end zone. It was everyone else that took their turn in hurting Joe Witt Jr.'s defense. Everyone else.